Well, it's back to the bread and butter this weekend on the JD Cymru South podcast as League takes over Cup. And I tell you what, there'll be a couple of JD Cymru South clubs who'll be glad for that, won't they? Some banana skins fell the way of Llantwit Major and Taftswell, to name a few. But I've got to say, Jonah, mentioning some of those names, what do you make of them?
I think, like we said, the Welsh Cup is important to these teams at this level because it just keeps your season intact. It's always a bonus for the lads to keep looking out for the draw and hoping to get teams from higher levels. So whether you go out early, I think it's a disappointment. People can say you've got to concentrate on your league form, but I've always looked at the Welsh Cup as a bonus, and I think it keeps players' spirits up. So, yeah, I'm surprised to see some of them results, but, yeah, we're back to league action this Friday evening and starting, I think, at Taftswell against Avon Lido.
Well, yeah, you've jumped ahead of me there. Taftswell have a chance to make amends. Avon Lido did well in the Cup. They beat Monmouth Town. How will this go?
Well, from a league perspective, like we said, it's Taftswell are in 12th, the Lido are in 9th. They just, the Wellmen just got to get their act back together and concentrate, you know, on getting a win at Rudaron on Friday night. Steve Williams will want the youngster, the 19-year-old in his team, Jordan Carey, to still keep getting the goals. I see he's a star man for him at the moment, and I think Jason Bertarelli, who's been with the club a few years and been a good great striker for me, left the club this week, so that might be, you don't know, with the emergence of Jordan Carey. So I'm sure Steve Williams will put his faith in the youngster to get him out of the position they're in. Avon Lido, they had a good win last week, but their problem most probably has been scoring goals, only 13 goals in 10. You know, like I said, they got the likes of Kai there, but they also look to the couple of youngsters at their club, like young Noah Daly. I think he was on trial on Wrexham this summer. He's a good prospect, good winger. So, tight game. I think it'll be a tight game this. I would expect Stevie Williams to want a home win. Definitely, when you're at home, like you say, teams around where you are in the league is 12th against 9th. Paul Evans might take the point, but I put this one down. I think this could well be a draw on Friday night. It's good night on Friday night at Rudaron. They might get 100-150 there because Avon Lido will come to town, and could be a decent game indeed.
And there's always some cracky games in this league, but I tell you what, this could be counted as the super weekend, couldn't it? It starts on Friday because we see the top four facing off against each other one way or t'other. Friday night, it's Haverford West against Ammanford, going to play the game at Ammanford. What do you think of it?
Oh, what a game. What a game. I mean, they've won, Ammanford have won 8 consecutive games in a row now in all competitions, 7 in the league. You know, they defeated Llanelli away from home a couple of weeks ago, 4-1. So, you know, they are the team at the moment, red hot on form, aren't they? They got the likes of Truns, we mention Truns all the time. They've got the manager of the month as well, Griff Harrison. So he knows his team are performing well. The youngster scored a couple of goals, he showed last week on the highlights. Young Tristan Jenkins, he looks dangerous as well. So as well as, I think we spoke about it, with Truns and Robinson playing, they're bound to educate a couple of youngsters, and Jenkins looks to be one could come through the ranks for Ammanford. And it's Haverford West are at the top. Where else do you want to be? It's only the third time these two have played in a competitive fixture since 2000, so they won't know a lot about, they know a lot about each other off the park, but maybe not on the park. But Wayne Jones, I think he'll go down to Ammanford and take a point all day. Griff Harrison will most probably want 3-2, try and keep the top spot outright. So what a game Friday evening. Great game at the Rec.
From a Haverford West perspective, who's the man who's going to turn this game for them?
Yeah, I think Ben Fawcett. He's playing really well now for Haverford West, a youngster previously at Hagan United. He's a decent player. You've got Marcus Griffiths is amongst the goals all the time. So, you know, they got key players. That's why they're at the top. After this amount of games now, Mark, I think it's 9 or 10 games in this league, you just named the top 5 or 6 teams. They all know. They start to bunch up now. You get your top 6, you get your mid 6, and then your 4 or 5 down the bottom who's going to scrap it out. So every manager knows now, by now, what every other team is about. After 9 to 10 games, it becomes a league now where you can plan games. Early doors sometimes in these leagues, you can't plan. Just go with what you've got, what you've started the pre-season with. But it all, after 9 to 10 games, it changes. You talk about other teams in training, you talk about opposition, and just like you said, key players will be pointed out to teams now. But fantastic game Friday night.
Well, Llanelli got through in the Cup midweek, but now they face a very interesting task as second play fourth down at the University. It's Swansea University and Llanelli, Jonah.
Swansea Uni flying under David Evans. You know, he's done well. You know, he's a young manager, just making his way. They're second in the JD Cymru South, so what more could he do at the moment? They've got a couple of decent players. Nick Hayden is doing really well for the Uni. We mentioned Levi Hopu performing well in midfield, and also up top, former Port Talbot player, Marley Bishop Wisdom. He's getting the goals as well. So the Swansea team are starting to, the names are starting to crop up now every week. And they, like I said, teams will start knowing who they're playing against. Llanelli, of course, Andy Hill departed the club. All the best, Andy, if you're still listening to the podcast. But I think the general manager, Wayne Stevens, has taken over in charge of the club at the moment. So he has a big job on his hands. I think Wayne's a secretary. He's in charge of the committee, and now he's in charge of the team. That's a big ask for somebody, by the way. So all the best, Wayne. But what a game. You know, it's high-flying Swansea Uni against Llanelli Town. 3 or 4 years ago, if you'd have told somebody at Swansea Uni, they'd have been playing Llanelli Town in a top-of-the-league match in the JD Cymru South, they wouldn't have believed you. But it's on, and what a game. Great game Saturday.
Well, Wayne Stevens is a man for all seasons at Llanelli, in my view. He's doing all of those jobs. Is he the man to be the new manager?
Unless he really fancies it, I think he might. I think they're looking out. They're definitely applying. I think I've seen it on their website that they're looking for a manager. So I think they'll need to get somebody in. Somebody with a little bit of experience, maybe, who knows a set of players. And a big job to get Llanelli back in the Welsh Premier. It's where they belong, as the Reds fans will tell you, and a lot of Welsh football followers like myself will tell you. It's where a big club like that belongs. So big job in hand for whoever takes over.
And although there's equal points between those top four, STM Sports not far away at all.
STM against Britton Ferry, 5th against 10th, but they're 5th, like you said earlier on, they're right up amongst the league leaders, so a win for these also, for STM, could put them top of the league come Saturday evening. 7 wins in 10 for STM. They've already beaten Llanelli, Cambrian and Haverford West, so they usually have a good home record, but their last league game they lost at home to Avonlido. So they want to bounce back. Britton Ferry, yeah, they've done well. They're working their way up the league. And like I said, they've got some good players in this league. Carl's doing a decent job down there. So they lost out on penalties to Undy last week. And they'll be disappointed they didn't go out to the Welsh Cup, Mark. I would expect STM on current form and their goal scoring form, I would expect them to get 3 points at the Llanrwm University on Saturday. A point for the Ferry would be a great point on the road.
Well, let's hear from Carl Shaw from Britton Ferry, who is probably sick of the sight of Undy. The bad news for him is they've got to play him again next Tuesday. But let's get his thoughts on that cup loss to Undy and looking forward to this weekend's game against STM.
Yes, it'd be a very difficult game going away to STM on Saturday. They've had a fantastic start to the season. To come up from the lower division and make the impact they've done so far this season is a tremendous effort. And obviously a team to be conscious about over the weekend. We have first time I ever will play against them will be this Saturday. But we've had them watched. We'll come up with a plan how we're going to play. It's going to be difficult going away from home, especially on the 4G surface. But we'll plan. We'll prepare well. It's a shame we've picked up a few injuries over the last couple of weeks. But hopefully we can get some bodies fit and ready for Saturday. And we'll give it a crack and hopefully come away with 3 points.
Well, Goitre are off west to play Carmarthen United. Sort of feel for Goitre, to be honest with you, Jonah. There they are, the only team that have played 8 games so far. Most others have played 9 or 10. A couple of games called off. It must really affect your mojo not being able to get all of those games played. How do you think this game is going to play out?
Ryan Stevens, the commandment manager, will be hoping to make it 2 wins from 2 in the league. You know, that'd be a good fillip for him. If you go 2 games in this league after having a bad start, 6 points out of 6, it don't half change your views of your players as well. So they got threats from Liam Williams and Ryan Thomas on the wings as well. Liam Thomas is of Camarden's brother. They're decent players. So it'll be a big game for Camarden. Home game against Lee John's Goitre United. And Jono's team has just dried up a little bit because they've just scored 11 goals in 8 games. So he'll need more goals. His front line, his midfielders will have to start getting back on track for him to get his team back up the league. They'll be boosted. Walters has returned to fitness recently, so he'll be looking to him and a few of the other players now to get more goals for Goitre. Big game, yeah, Cumarmon versus Goitre United. I think the way things are going at the moment, I think Ryan Stevens and Cumarmon manager will fancy this and want to make it 2 wins from 2 to put his team up the mid-table, maybe.
Perhaps a palpable sense of relief for Dane Williams after that Welsh Cup game last weekend, that they are back into winning ways, and it was a comprehensive win against Anisir Albion. But obviously the league is a different kettle of fish. Cumbrian Celtic, their next opponents, and I certainly think that Dane will want to see what he can do to overcome them and get back going in a league campaign.
Well, it's a difficult match. You're going on the back of a 7-3 win against Anisir Albion in the cup, which will show him that his boys have got ability to deal with a derby game, and so it goes to show there's still spirit in the camp. Good win for them, I think, and a good performance as well by Anisir Albion. But they won their first 5, and they failed to win in their last 5. So Dane will have to weave his magic a little bit now, produce what he produced last season with his players, and they simply got to start winning again, Cambrian, if they're going to stay in the mix for a title challenge. Simple as that. And Nick Morgan with the Celtic, I mean, they've done okay there in 13th. They drew 1-1 against Avonlea the last time out in the league. Nick joined from Monmouth this summer. They got a good forward line there. I expect them to get a few goals. Leo Ross, Zach Osborne, Chris Ham, they're all good players for Cumbrian Celtic. You know, they've been around this league, especially Chris Ham. So this would be a difficult one for Cambrian to definitely go and get 3 points at. The favouritism would go in Cambrian's favour. But Cumbrian Celtic at home were always a difficult prospect.
Like I said, Llandwit will not be very happy they're not in the Welsh Cup anymore. But you're of the opinion, Jonah, that their league form is certainly not being given the recognition they deserve. They will play Pontypridd Town this weekend.
Yeah, well, I think Lambeth Major's progress gone a little bit under the radar for me, Mac. They finished in their first season last year in 7th or 8th place, which was a wonderful start. Their manager left, and Darren Robinson, this is his first season in charge as a manager only. Previously, he was player-manager during their South Wales Alliance League days at Lambeth. But he's coming in, and he's come to the Windmill Ground and done a good job. They're 7th in the league. One more can you ask? They're averaging 2 goals a game. So that, for me as a manager, that's going under the radar. I'll call it, other people call it a steady start. People who look a bit closer, it might be a magnificent start to a managerial career. So yeah, well done, Darren. And you've just got to keep it going, son. Ponty, they got 2 wins out of 9 games. So this is the type of game again. They will look against Lambeth Major to think, well, this is where we could get our 3rd win. Ponty would believe that a club is big at Lambeth Major, and they'll want to win from this. They got Luke Gullick up front, always a potent threat. He's in amongst the top goal scorers already. He scored 100 goals plus for Ponty. So that's the type of player you want when you're in trouble. Somebody like him to get you out of a bad spell. But good game again, 7th versus 14th. Would they both take a point? I think Ponty would take a point. Lambeth at home 1-3.
And Andy will be delighted to have somebody there that the Britain Ferry to play, I'm sure. Kyra Ely for them at home this weekend. How's it going to go?
Yes, Andy Mack down at the Causeway. They're in 8th place, Andy. They've done well since the start of the season, and they'll look at this definitely as a game where they will, Crookie will definitely look at this for the three point all. Because Kyra have struggled so far, they've failed to pick up a win yet. It's funny, they pushed Ammanford Llanelli and Lamb with Major until the last 2 minutes of the game before conceding late goals. So they have got, when they play well, they play well, but they just haven't gone their way so far this season. So Sampson, Craig Sampson, he'll be desperate for the win. Kyler Simpley's got to start getting wins if their future is going to be at this level of football. You know, whether you bring youngsters in, whether you bring experience in, at the end of the day, like we said about Carmarthen in the Premier League, you've got to look at your points total. That's the only thing that tells the truth at the end of the season. So I just think Andy at home with the likes of Gareth Collymore up top, they'll look for the win definitely at home, and Kyler will do well to get a point, but whether it'll be enough at this stage of the season, I don't know. But decent game at the Causeway. I expect Andy just to get over the line.
And a reminder that the second round draw for the FAW Cup is on the website, if your team's still in, at the FA Wales website. Two Tuesday night fixtures to talk about as well. Britain Ferry playing Undy and Cwmaman playing Pontypridd. We'll be back in 7 days' time to review all of that and look forward to another feast of Friday football at the start of November. Say goodbye, Jenna.
Cheers, Mark. All the best.